Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. In order to effectively protect coral reefs and other marine environments, it is imperative to manage our uses and impacts so that they do not exceed the self-repair capacity. The biological and physical processes influencing coral reefs are generally much larger than the management ability of governments and communities. However, most of the human actions that damage coral reefs can be managed locally. A variety of activities, including education, establishment of international conventions and treaties, research projects, and the designation of marine protected areas, are underway to protect coral reefs. One of the most important things that can be done is to spread awareness about the value and services that coral reefs and their related ecosystems, such as mangroves and seagrasses, provide to people, and to encourage communities, companies, and governments to take steps to protect them. The International Coral Reef Initiative has designated 2008 as the International Year of the Reef, a year-long campaign of events and initiatives hosted by governments, individuals, corporations, and schools around the world to communicate the serious challenge to reef systems, to build awareness and understanding of reef value and services, and to strengthen near-term action and long-term support for coral reef conservation. Since 1994, the International Coral Reef Initiative has served as an informal partnership of governments, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, and scientists, and was established out of concern for the degradation of coral reefs worldwide. The initiative is one of the 14 multilateral environmental agreements, programs, partnerships, and networks relevant to the protection and conservation of coral reefs. In addition, many NGOs have also included coral reef protection within the priorities of their marine programs, including the World Wildlife Fund, the Nature Conservancy, Conservation International, the Global Reef Monitoring Network, Reef Base, the Coral Reef Alliance, Reef Check Foundation, the Coral Reef Initiative for the South Pacific, the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef System Project, and many, many others. The global situation regarding these diverse and valuable marine ecosystems is dire, but hope is not lost. Through the effort of the International Year of the Reef, we can expect greater public attention to these problems, greater support for conservation, and greater political will to tackle the many stresses that coral reefs face. Let's hope it's not too late to stem the tide of reef degradation, for the world will be a significantly poorer place if coral reefs continue to disappear from the world's ocean waters. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.